Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan at 6:44, and Ty Simpson is passing up his senior year of college and turning pro. He's headed to the NFL and is projected to be among the first quarterback selected in this year's NFL draft.
I think that was shocking for a lot of Bama fans, including myself, to hear his dad say, talk to every GM or every team, and none of them said that he would fall to the second round. I don't even know what to make of that. I mean, he's got one starting season under his belt. He fell off towards the end of the year. There was definitely some injuries. I think that he's probably smart to capitalize on how thin the quarterback class is this year, but he almost kind of fits in that, man, I hope he doesn't Mitchell Trubisky or that kind of conversation, because that's the guys with limited starts before they get to the NFL. Mitchell Trubisky was smart, goes first round, but then it's like, man, I don't know what to expect of his career.
Yeah, I also think he spent 2 years under a Saban coach in an atmosphere, right? Maybe 3 years. I know that he had a red shirt year, but I don't know what his eligibility was. I don't know if he was a true junior or not. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
The reality of the situation is that I honestly thought at one point in time he was the best quarterback in college football the way he was playing.
Yeah.
He was a product of being on a team with an offensive coordinator who was allergic to not only running the football, but drawing up or coming up with a marriage of the run game and the pass game, as someone I know that tells me uses that word a lot, to be worth a damn. If I was Caleb DeBoer right now, I'd fire Ryan Grubb and maybe the offensive line coach, because yeah. Ty Simpson was not given a chance this year as far as being a quarterback that could lean on a run game and drop back and throw it 25 times a game. He was either asked to throw it 50 times a game with seemingly limited protection, or make something happen with his feet. And he's very good with his feet. I think he projects well. I don't know 100% about his arm strength, but it seemed like to me he could make every throw on the field. Go back to the throw he made against Auburn in the back line. Go back to some of the throws he made against Georgia just during the season as a whole.
I had one against Mizzou.
I would be real with you if he fell to the second round, if he did fall to the second round, and I was a new regime in this city and I didn't know about Michael, what I thought about Michael Penix, I would bring him in and say, let him go at it.
Yeah.
Because he would fit a Kubiak style system.
Yeah. I did multiple pods yesterday. And one of the questions I got was, what's the best case scenario for Ty Simpson? And I hate to say it because of what you just said, but the best case scenario for him, what's the pick we got going to the Rams? 13? Best case scenario for him is going to the Rams at 13.
Sitting a year
behind Matthew Stafford while he kind of decides what his future is.
Dude, if Matthew.
That is a perfect situation for him.
But if Matthew Stafford's back, and I mean to cut you off, if Matthew Stafford's back holds up for the next 2 or 3 years,
yeah,
he could play for two or three more years.
No doubt.
He could play till he's 40.
No doubt.
Because he looks amazing.
For me, Matt Stafford, when it comes to him, and I just think he's going to have to make a decision at some point whether or not he wants to. I think it's evident that he can. I just don't know how long he wants to. But, yeah, I'm with you. I think he projects well. I think at times this year he did make all the throws, and at times he didn't. And I look at – I mean, look, it's a lot like the Seahawks were 2 years ago when Geno Smith was throwing for a lot of touchdowns. They couldn't run the ball, and they weren't very good in the end. And then he starts falling off and throwing interceptions, and it's like, all right, let's get rid of Geno Smith. That's kind of how things ended up for Ty Simpson this year. So frustrating end to his career at Alabama for me.
Crazy, same offensive coordinator.
I also can't help but look at the – situation surrounding quarterbacks right now, and if the next person in line in your quarterback stable is not progressing forward, then they're gone. And so I think there is some talent behind him in Alabama that I'm interested to see how they go about that.
Well, the college football playoff semifinals kick off tonight, the Verbo Fiesta Bowl. It is Ole Miss facing Miami at 7:30.
Yeah, I'm excited for the VRBO.
I wondered if you were going to do it.
And the question for me is, can Ole Miss block Miami up front? That is the question. That's how Miami's won both playoff games. It's how they beat Notre Dame early in the year. It's how they beat Florida. It's how they've won most of their games. They're really good up front. I even told the Miami fan that we saw a couple weeks ago before the playoff games started that that was to me where they would win. Their offense, Miami's offense, has not been impressive at all.
At all.
They've won defensively with scoring as few points as – in fact, they've scored points defensively. Now, that said – it didn't feel like Ole Miss could block Georgia, and it didn't matter in the second half because Trinidad Chambliss took over. So that's the thing for me. Can Ole Miss do it? And it's weird you're talking about this, but can an SEC team do enough in the trenches against a really good team in the trenches on both sides of the football?
Yeah, I think that I have a weird small thing I'll be paying attention to in this game, which is going to sound crazy. All right, but Trinidad Chambliss, is he able to escape the pocket through the A-gaps? Or is he escaping around the edge? Because I have a feeling like Miami going into this game is going to try to make it impossible for him to escape left and right. And that could open up the middle of that pass rush for him to get north and south. Now, I don't know, based on what I've seen from Trinidad Chambliss, will he have the understanding to go north when he drops back in the pocket? And I think if he does and he starts getting yards that way, all of a sudden that interior of Miami starts going, oh, crap. Like, this ain't good.
And what kind of covers do they say? Are they cocky enough to say we're going to man up and get home, yeah, you know? Or are they, you know, or and send maybe a fifth guy, or which would they would do? Or are they going to try to get home with four and sit back and play in zone in muddy waters for him?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, each Wednesday night, you can join Damian Day-Day Lewis for Prep Sports Nation, a comprehensive look at the teams and athletes making news in high school sports across the state. It's brought to you by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings. We've had a lot of news about NFL coaches, haven't we?
Yes.
A lot of firings, a lot of interviews, a lot of things going on.
All negative news.
All negative news. So today's theme for Throwback Thursday trivia is, whose sideline is it anyway? It is all okay. NFL coach related. Right. Now, this is the first round for 2026, so it's a clean slate here.
Are we upping the difficulty level? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
No, it's
okay,
just
I'm
new
just
year.
Making sure. Like, I didn't feel like you're like, it's level two.
I'm just going to say, you should listen to all the clues okay. when it comes to these.
Would you be allowed to make it to the second level of the video games? Because you lost last year.
He had to find a way to bring it up.
Won by two questions. Won the whole year by two questions, and he's talking trash.
And never apologize for a win.
Right.
As always, your name is your buzzer, and Dylan will play referee to help me hear who says their name first. Here we go. Which legendary head coach never smiled on the sideline but has 9 Super Bowl appearances?
Mike Bo.
No. Dylan, I have
Mike,
no clue.
Mike got his full name out first, so it's Mike.
Okay. Bill Belichick.
Yes, that is correct. Which NFL coach can you spot in Applebee's commercials endorsing?
Bo.
I was going to say stop.
I know.
The what?
No, nope. It won't help you anyway.
Oh, you know this.
It won't help you anyway.
I don't know. I'm going to say Andy Reid.
No.
Mike, you got to know
finish,
this too.
Will you finish the question?
Which NFL coach can you spot in Applebee's commercials endorsing the Ultimate Trio?
Mike, I'm going to say Jim Harbaugh.
No.
Dylan,
I don't know. Tell them.
Come on, fellas. It's Dan Campbell.
Yeah, it
he
is.
Doesn't just bite knees. He bites boneless wings.
No such thing as a boneless
I'm
wing.
I'm so proud of you, Dylan.
Okay.
But that's a good pull.
All right.
Nice work.
Mike is in the lead. 1-0.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Which two-time Super Bowl winner also shares a nickname with Jim from The Office? You can blame my husband for this one.
I don't know, dude.
No?
It's a coach, right?
It's a coach. They're,
they're all coaches.
They're all coaches.
Two-time Super Bowl winner?
Yeah. Do you want to know what the nickname is?
Yes.
Yeah.
Tuna.
Mike.
Bo.
Whoa.
Mike.
Mike.
Bill Parcells?
That's correct.
Man.
I couldn't remember.
I would have never guessed that without the nickname. Like 0% chance.
Okay, which team has had the least head coaches in
Mike,
the Super?
Pittsburgh Steelers.
That is correct. It is 3-0. Mike is in the lead. All right, which head coach chews gum?
Pete Carroll.
That is correct. That is correct. He says it helps him focus.
I was just going
to let her finish the question.
Yeah.
It is 4-0. About how many head coaches have there been in the NFL? I'll take it if you're within 50.
Mike. 1,500.
No.
Bo.
Yeah.
397.
No. It is 537.
Ah, that really doesn't seem like that much.
No?
I mean, there's eight openings a year.
There haven't always been 32 teams. There haven't always been.
Yeah, but dude, that's a.
We used to give coaches 500? More than a season or two before we decided that we
that's
were going to fire them.
That's true.
Who is the all-time winningest head coach?
It is Don Shula.
That is correct.
Wow.
4-1.
I was not going to say Don Shula.
Mike is in the lead. Which NFL coach is credited with helping Travis Kelce?
Mike. Andy Reid.
That is correct. Meet Taylor Swift. Okay. Who is the longest tenured current? I wanted to make
Did
sure.
Did not know that was going to be the
question. That was the second part of that question.
Bo. It's Mike Tomlin.
That is correct.
Oh, I didn't even hear it. What was it?
Longest tenured coach.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yes. Current longest tenured. It is 5-2. Which two NFL coaches have faced each other the most? One is current. One isn't current, but will be.
Bo.
Mike?
Bo.
It's John Harbaugh and Mike Tomlin.
That is correct. Do you know how many times?
I want to say, let's see, 18 times 2 is about 37 times.
44.
Okay.
Your math is
actually impressive.
Right, yeah, it was very impressive.
That's actually pretty good.
Let's get a couple more in. Which former Falcons head coach
Mike.
Started?
Dan Reeves.
Nope.
Jump the gun too early there,
Dang
Bucket.
It.
Which former Falcons
feel the
head
comeback
coach
coming.
Started as a volunteer assistant defensive line coach at William & Mary in 1994?
Bo, that's Dan Quinn.
That is Dan Quinn. All right, 5-4. Which former NFL coach has a video game named after
Mike? John Madden.
That is John Madden. All right, it is 6-4. Mike has won the first round of Throwback Thursday Trivia. Congratulations,
Mike.
I feel
good about it.
But as you know, Bo can come back very easily next week. And coming up, we've been seeing all the rumors and reports all week. It is here. Trey has been traded. We're going to talk about it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.